This is something that I've been working on with CESO, Centers for Efficient School Operations, and the Hastings Bus Company. The courtesy routes currently run before and after our regular routes. So students who are riding the courtesy routes are supervised in the middle school cafeteria before and after school for approximately 30 minutes, and that is middle school students and high school students. The courtesy buses also then do elementary routes, where currently we're often seeing those buses arrive at the elementary schools late. The principals were the ones that kind of brought this forward and asked us to think about a way that these students could arrive at the same time as the other students. Kind of the proposal is to consolidate the stops and have the regular high school and middle school routes pick up these students. The student pickup and drop-off times would then align with all other student times, and supervision at the middle school would no longer be necessary. We still would not be requiring any student to cross Highway 61 or Highway 55, and then the new structure for the courtesy routes would allow the buses to get to the elementary schools on time. The walking distances would not change. And my last slide is just kind of the financial and staffing impact. So the courtesy routes for 21-22 cost us about $16,500. So there was three routes that $32.16 is the cost per day at 171 school days. There's a slight possibility that a route that is currently a single would have to change into a double. There's a rate increase then. If that did happen, it would be about $5,000. So even if we had one of those routes that turned into a double, we'd still see about an $11,000 savings. At this point, we really don't think that's going to happen, but I want to leave it as a possibility. There would be a small reduction in paraprofessional and secretarial staffing at the middle school, approximately $23,000 for the year.